Swinging a high drive down the left field line. He has done it again. Caleb Durbin launches a solo homer. And it's 7-5.
All right.
Johnson, Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
The Willgasms have gotten bigger since the swing of Caleb Durbin has returned. It is Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson here on 93.7 WEEI. You can call us at 617-779-7937. We are broadcasting from the Ketchelaw Studios. No fees unless you win, and it couldn't have been more of a disaster. The beginning of the season, Caleb Durbin was just as lost as he could possibly be at the plate. And then came a story that was leaked out about how Caleb Durbin had gone away from the Red Sox, away from their whole driveline, hitting, batting coach chaos that was going on there, people getting hired, fired, leaving. And he said, I'm going to find my own guy. I've been told about this guru, about the Yoda of hitting, the man who will teach you the way. And that gentleman's name is Lorenzo Garmendia. He is from Gratham G-Swing in Waltham. And ever since Caleb Durbin has stepped into this man's dojo, now he is one of the hottest hitters in baseball. It is truly a great story. And Lorenzo, he joins us right now. Lorenzo, how are you feeling like watching this massive turnaround from your guy?
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, guys, and I hope my wife's listening. God, she's going to feel a hell of a lot better about me now. What an introduction. Wow. My God.
But you got to feel good. I mean, because, you know, it is true, and I'm honestly not exaggerating when I say that before he went to go see you, I mean, we all know how lost he was. And but since then, Ken, you've got the stats, don't you?
Since he bottomed out, and I believe, Lorenzo, you correct me if I'm wrong, this is about the time he went into Gratham G-Swing for some work. He was hitting 163.
May 26.
Okay, yeah, and he got benched.
May 26.
He sat out for a few games, or benched, whatever you want to call it. He was hitting 163. Since May 28th, in 36 games, he has hit 297 with 8 homers, 10 doubles, a triple, 23 driven in, and an OPS of 921, and he's striking out now only 12% of the time. That is a total overhaul.
And more important, he's using the whole field now.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's playing smart baseball. His at-bats, like, we were talking about how yesterday there was one at-bat that he had where he started off, like, going bunt, and it was like a check swing. And then two pitches later, he was like, well, this is the pitch that I want. Hits the two-run homer. And it was one that was outside the strike zone, but it was right where he's like, he basically golf-swinged it out of there. But he knew exactly what he wanted. I know this is going to be a oversimplification of, I'm sure, what you do, but can you kind of give us an idea of what Durbin looked like when he came in and some of the things that you told him to get him to where he is now?
Well, here, the first thing I said is, you know, and guys that I've worked with, and again, you know, Durbin's been a great story. Obviously, thanking him for the opportunity to help him. Carlos Narvaez on your team, all, you know, I work with him also. He hasn't had as much playing time, so it's a little bit more difficult to get the adjustments with him because he doesn't play. But if you did your homework, I really hope Mookie in June of 2019, Christian Vasquez was a guy that we turned around that could never hit. And then, you know, obviously had a great 2019, 2020, and he's still playing. So, you know, that was also really good stories. And I've done it with over 55 major leaguers of the top guys in baseball, really good hitters, big name guys that I think a lot of you guys know. And so the first thing that we want to do is, the two most important parts of hitting is you got to stay inside the baseball and you got to let it travel. And if you don't understand those concepts, it's going to be very difficult. Now, how you go about it, that's the call it the art, the science, the secret sauce, all mixed together. So the first thing I wanted him to do was stop trying to pull the ball and stop hitting the ball on the ground. Easier said than done, but obviously we understand the diagnosis and we have the fix. And that's the first thing I attacked. He was getting pitch. Everybody knew already in the league that he couldn't hit the sinker. So guess what he's going to get? The sinker. And then the sinker was, you know, going to be either a swing and miss over the top or a ground ball to third or short. And that's the first thing we addressed and obviously fixed right away.
Go ahead, Ken.
I was just going to say, how much have you been working with Caleb since? And have you been over to the facility? And how's that all going?
So the first... obviously, because it was so, you know, it was so bad. I was there pretty much every day, and I would travel. So, you know, this is something that I'm used to doing. We have Those are 30-something locations. Not only Waltham, we have Middleton, and I have Gradhams in about 8 different states. So wherever there's a Gradham and if they're playing, I'll travel to it. You know, I kind of kill two birds with one stone, take a look at the location, and then also work with the player. And so pretty much for 30 days, we were working a lot. Pretty much every day, I would be then on the, I would go to BP. I wanted to see everything on the field just to see how he felt. And then from there, we talk after the game. So if I'm not there, we talk. If I'm there, obviously we're working. And if it's an away game and, you know, I start seeing something that I don't, you know, I think could be a problem, then I fly it.
What is he saying to you, like, during all this? Like, as his numbers start racking up, as the home runs and the ball starts going over the wall a lot more, like, is he sending you texts after games, or what is he saying afterwards when he sees you in person?
First of all, phenomenal human being, great work ethic. He's a sponge. You know, he absorbs everything, and just the work ethic and the time he puts in, which is not easy, guys. I mean, you know, we're working 10 in the morning, and, you know, he doesn't finish. Think about it, he probably doesn't get home. I could probably say it's about 1 or 2 in the morning, thinking after the game, the media and all that. So it's a lot of hours put in. Obviously, he's seeing the results. So, you know, think about, you go to the doctor and you felt terrible, and now he makes you feel good. You know, how do you feel about everything good? So the confidence level, which that's the, you know, I always, people ask me, well, what is it? Is it mental or mechanical? It's always mechanical first, and then it turns mental.
Are you surprised? Lorenzo.
No, go ahead. Fix the mechanics, then we fix the mental.
Are you surprised that the power has come with it? Because he does. I mean, 8 home runs is no joke.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't know if you got stats in front of me. Look at Christian Vasquez's career before 2019. I think in his whole career he had 5, and in 2019 he had 19. So, you know, I've seen the movie. I know what to do. You know, we're very good at what we do, and we know how to address certain issues on the player swings and what they're trying to accomplish. I could tell you this. The last thing I told him was to pull the ball, and now look how he pulls home runs.
There you go.
So if you want a little secret there, like the last thing we worked on was pulling the baseball, and now we've got 8 home runs and, you know, to the left side of the field.
Lorenzo, could you make someone who is total trash competent? Like, if I was to show up, because I'm obviously never played the game at any kind of high level, like someone who is, like, laughably bad, who can barely swing a baseball bat, like, could a couple lessons with you turn me into somebody that could make me the king of my beer league team?
That's a great question, man. I'll tell you what. I mean, obviously, I feel very here. You know, I don't know. You know, I think I told you guys in the first interview, I never played baseball in my life.
I know, that's you know, insane. That is insane.
Gotta be pretty good at what we do. So, I feel like that. I feel like I can get you to hit, and that you're gonna see that. Wait a minute, I can really do this, and I think that confidence also helps. Can I make you like? If you're in the first grade, can I take you to second or third grade? Absolutely. If you're in college, can I take you to PhD? Yeah. You know, if you're a JV guy, can I get you to varsity? Yes. Yes. You know, it all depends. This was a great story told to me by an NBA player. In the world of athletics, some guys are born in the garage and some guys are born on the 20th floor. What's closer to the penthouse?
What if I was born with brain damage? Like, what if I literally can barely swing a bat?
Let's just go run and kick the ball.
How about a catchy nickname, Lorenzo? How about Dr. Barrel or the Mechanics Messiah or the Swing Llama?
Jeez, God.
Or Dalai Lorenzo or something like that.
I don't want to give away where I park. The funny thing was, like, and again, I've been at it so long. So here, I'll give it away because, yeah, it's Boston and I love the fans. I love the city. I park in the corner. There's a gentleman that owns the gas station there. It used to be a Sitco. I don't know what it's called now. Sunoco. Like, think about it. It's like not even a block away from the stadium, like right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get, you know, I go there to park for BP and, you know, just to make sure that I can see everything. And he has a spot for me. And he calls me the Swing Whisperer. Ooh. That name's been used before by other people. Man, I just get you to hit. If you're not hitting, I get you to hit. And that's basically it. Like, I'll find out why you're not hitting. And then we will address that. And I'll make sure that you're going to barrel some baseballs and you're going to be able to, you know, drive the baseball. And more important, at that level, at the major level, the kind of pitches that the pitchers are attacking you with that you're not able to hit.
That's have awesome. Any other players since your success with Caleb Durbin reached out from the Red Sox?
I haven't checked my voicemail.
Have you raised your prices?
No, we're good. We're good. I haven't checked my voicemail. Maybe I need to check my voicemail.
All right, man. Well, Lorenzo, it's a great story. It really is, because I mean, when that story first came out that Caleb had gone outside the organization, you know, it didn't make the Red Sox look very good, because it's like, how do you not have the best of the best? But now we absolutely know why, because obviously Durbin got great advice from whether it be Mookie or Narvaez or whoever spoke to him. You know, he said that this is the guy to see, and it's worked. So, Lorenzo, congrats, man. It is, you know, keep whatever you're telling him, keep doing it, because he's jacking him. So we appreciate, as Red Sox fans, we appreciate it, Lorenzo.
Thank you, guys, and obviously the team is doing well. So that's a good thing to see. They're winning. They're on a good streak. Hitting is contagious. You guys have heard of that? Well, If your worst hitter starts to hit really, really good, it starts getting contagious. And again, couldn't have been a better guy. You know, very tough for him, guys. Think about this. I don't think the average fan knows this. Like, think about it. He comes to a big city, played in Milwaukee, one of the biggest cities in for baseball. Comes to Boston. Like I told you, you guys are classy, ruthless, and it's awesome. You know, love the atmosphere there. And all of a sudden, he starts struggling like he did. And the makeup on the kid and the makeup, I mean, he's not a kid, obviously, he's a grown man, but, you know, because I'm way older than him, the makeup on him is phenomenal, great person. You want to go to war with him, and I don't use the word war lightly, especially where we're at. But if you want him in the foxhole, if you want someone in the foxhole, I'll take him and Narvi every day.
Yes, when I see a guy in a Red Sox hat vomiting in front of Loretta's, the first word I think of is classy, the way you described Red Sox fans. No question. All right, well, Lorenzo, great stuff. Thanks for coming on, man. We'll keep up with you and keep track of how everything's going. This has been great.
Thank you.
All right, see you, man. By the way, there is a crazy story that's come out about a broadcaster, an NBA broadcaster who just got fired.
Unreal.
This story is phenomenal. It's phenomenal because I'm still trying to figure out what the hell happened, and also because it involves pissed off women and how they can ruin your lives. We will get to that right after this. 2 minutes.